My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Basketball this past season, but he spent the previous 13 seasons as the strength coach for the Portland. Most recently as a strength coach for the Portland Trail Blazers. During that 13 years, he did a few other things, but most recently he was the head strength coach for the Trail Blazers. He was also the head strength coach at Kentucky before that. I think Dayton, if I remember right, I'm not looking at it, but I think he was also the head strength coach at Dayton before that. So he's got a lot of experience. He's also got some basketball in his family. His brother, Chad Forcier, is on Budenholzer's staff. He's an assistant coach with the Suns. He's been an assistant coach in the NBA for like the last 20 years, his brother, and in 2018 and 2019 he was with the Grizzlies. So some basketball in his family and some experience in Memphis in his family. So he started today, and that's good. One step closer to a complete staff.
Munns, we appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
That is Jason Munns, of course, the Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal. You can go read all of his work over at commercialappeal.com. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll get into the list. We have the final 901 wrestling show at Black Lodge, not the final 901 wrestling show. Kevin's going to tell us about that. We're going to get into the NFL as well as a story about perhaps maybe how we will or won't stream sports on the direct-to-consumer model, but it was a big ruling on Friday. Kevin and I are going to talk this out, see if we think it's good or bad. We'll discuss all that when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Let's get into the list.
Jeffrey and company make a list of the biggest stories, both good and bad, that we need to talk about. This is The List.
You just made the list!
Presented by Birdies 901, Memphis's place for virtual golf. The List on 92.9.
Speaking of 901, 901 Wrestling.
You just made the list!
All right, Kevin, so we had the final Black Lodge 901 Wrestling show. We had the final battle at Black Lodge. Black Lodge, of course, closing down as we know it, maybe perhaps reopening in a new, what do we call it, concept? Is that the appropriate term, concept? But it's not going to be the Black Lodge as we know it. Give me the rundown. What happened this weekend?
Sure, yeah. So, I mean, for the history of both, real fast, so 901 Wrestling dates back to Rec Room. So the Rec Room, the old arcade there, arcade bar, right off of Sam Cooper. Rec Room was not able to bounce back post-COVID, so 901 Wrestling had to find a new home. That home was Black Lodge, but Black Lodge originally was a video store in Cooper Young, if you ever went to it. I mean, it was a very unique experience then as well, but it was in an old house, and I mean old, and they had the videos all packed in there, and it got a great cult following and support from the film community like Craig Brewer and all of that. But obviously times changed and you can't really make money off of a video rental store anymore. So the idea was they were going to turn Black Lodge more into an event venue that happened to have videos. So it's kind of cool. Like, go to an event at a video store, right? So they opened up in Crosstown in a much bigger space right next to the Crosstown building. And it ended up being the perfect place for 901 Wrestling about 3 years ago. We tag teamed with them and started doing shows at Black Lodge. So yes, the Black Lodge era came to an end for 901 Wrestling because Black Lodge itself shutting the doors this week. They did announce, it was supposed to be the last weekend, but they did announce they're going to do one more party on Saturday.
Okay.
So you have one more chance to go to Black Lodge. They're going to do some big blowout.
But not a wrestling show.
Not a wrestling show, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so they're just having a big party. Black Lodge was known for many a things, and they did have some wild parties, so disappointed they won't have their Halloween party this year. But I think they're going to downgrade Black Lodge itself, which back to a video store is the idea, how that will work in the current landscape we're in, because I know our future topics in this very segment about just ever-changing landscape on how you consume content. But as far as 901 Wrestling, the YouTube channel, go subscribe. The final battle at Black Lodge was on Saturday night. It was just an awesome time. The crowd from start to finish, they were extra hyped up for the show. But yeah, we closed out last show at Black Lodge, not the last 901 Wrestling show. Not only am I here on the radio here this week, doing this every day, very excited to be part of the company again, but I'll be in many meetings. We've got many possible venues on where we could be landing and hope to announce something soon. But in the meantime, Jeffrey, I'm going to bring some 901 wrestling stars here in studio because there's some new champions that have been wanting to talk with you.
So How difficult is it to find a venue? Because most of y'all's shows, pretty much all of them, I think, right, are on Saturday nights.
Right.
And party spaces, I presume, would rather rent out or whatnot. Like, I mean, is it difficult or whatnot? Because the one advantage that you do have is right now, 901 Wrestling has been doing well. And so I feel like that makes it, there's at least, you're not having to go and beg people for a venue space. Like, it's a lot easier sell, which I feel like is the most difficult aspect of trying to book a spot.
Oh, and yeah, 100%. So you're hitting a lot of it like right on the head. So like going into Saturday night, we had like five really good leads and or meetings or people who were very strongly interested. But then by the end of the show, we had three or four more real strong things. They saw the show and they witnessed what we could do, and other people were telling other people. So now we've got even more meetings this week to try to figure it out. But it is unique because you have to have a certain size venue.
Right.
You have to have a certain type of venue. So there's Memphis has got a lot of great venue spaces like to rent out for this or to have large events. But as far as is it made to have a professional wrestling show, does it have bar and a food, and does it have the available slot? And that's what, I mean, we're trying to balance out. Historically, 901 Wrestling has happened every time on a Saturday night. That is the historical spot. We would love to land back on Saturday. But the options are open. And, hey, if you're out there, it's not, if you think you know a spot or you have a spot, just let me know. Feel free. Reach out. But we hopefully will know by the end of next week. I'm hoping we can announce it right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company before my 2 weeks are up. Announce exactly where we will land. But it's such a fun time. It's hard. You can't really promote a show when it's not happening. But if you missed it on Saturday last week, it will be dropping. All of our episodes are on YouTube, so you can watch it on YouTube. But I mean, there were title changes, marriage proposals, all types of stuff going down at Black Lodge last Saturday night. So
rings in the ring,
yeah, rings of all sorts, and it was so memorable because it's tough because like you want to pay your respect to Black Lodge, but we're not done. Like 901 Wrestling is not done. It is it can't be stopped, and we will continue. And honestly, it could be a bigger, better chapter on the way here. So,
in your mind, what makes for you? It's like what makes a great spot for wrestling.
That is a great a place where the crowd. I mean, the biggest part is really the crowd and the fans and the people.
My first
right?
thought is like, can you keep like the sound? Like, can there's something about the live energy? And so, like, when a big move happens and the crowd goes nuts, does it feel like the sound like reverberates? Like, that's a huge part of it for me.
The sound is important. And for the what we do, the production that we do at 901 Wrestling, it's unlike any. A lot of people will say, well, I've been to this local wrestling show, but have you been to a 901 show? Because it's just, we do it different. And it's no offense to whatever everybody else is doing. They're doing their thing. But we're doing, it's just different. And our shows do require certain things that the other shows will maybe just say, hey, well, we don't have it. Doesn't matter. We'll roll out and they'll do a show in a parking lot or something. But we don't do that. We have to have a certain type of feel going into the building, so when our fans are there, they feel like they're somewhere that they want to be and can be a part of it. But the fans are very important. Black Lodge had a lot of similar qualities to Rec Room, but it doesn't mean that it has to have that certain acceptance that you get in a place that like where wrestling it's more accepted today than it was when we were growing up. But, when you bump into somebody that likes wrestling, you get very excited. Like, you like wrestling too,
Yeah, we don't. It doesn't feel like we have to hide it anymore. It's like a guilty pleasure anymore.
But that's with most everything.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's really a vibe. And it's a lot like, because the 901 shows it was a party and it was a fun thing to go to, whether you liked wrestling or not. You just felt like you were the place to be. I mean, Michael Donahue was at the show a few shows ago. So, if he's in the building, you're in the right place.
All right. Let's go with, let's go with venue.
You just made the list.
Is that it, or is it just venue spelled different?
I have no idea. I guess really we could put Fubo TV on the list if we want. Fubo TV.
You just made the list.
Yeah, this is from Front Office Sports. Fubo TV has received a big dose of good news on multiple levels with a preliminary injunction against Venue Sports. Now the question is how long the company's financial and legal boosts will last. A federal judge granted Fubo TV's sought-after injunction blocking the planned August 23rd debut of Venue Sports, the high-profile streaming alliance between Disney, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery. The somewhat shocking ruling, arriving late Friday, nearly 6 months after the company initially filed the antitrust lawsuit, immediately sent Fubo TV stock up nearly 17%, with closing shares at $1.53 each. After hours trading Friday brought 12% of further lift, suggesting more growth to come once the New York Stock Exchange opens this morning. I've not checked, but I do know that I saw people on Twitter saying it was still continuing to go up. The market activity marked a big turnaround for a stock that has lost more than half of its value this calendar year, and for a company that, despite growth in revenue and paid subscribers, remains unprofitable. More recently, Fubo TV reported 1.45 million paid subscribers in North America, up 24% from 2023's second quarters, but still posted a net loss of $25.8 million. Here's where we get going. Fubo TV has argued that Venue Sports, even before it was formally named, has emerged, quote, in extreme suppression of competition in the U.S. sports-focused streaming markets to the detriment of the consumers through higher prices. Quote, a fair and competitive marketplace is necessary to provide consumers with multiple, robust, and more affordable streaming options, Fubo TV co-founder and CEO David Gandler said in a statement. We will continue to fight for fairness and for what's best for the consumer. Now, this was the flip side of it. The preliminary injunction, however, is just that and will soon be contested by Venue Sports' three participants. Quote, we respectfully disagree with the court's ruling and are appealing it, Disney, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery said in a joint statement. We believe that Fubo's arguments are wrong on the facts and the law, and that Fubo has failed to prove it is legally entitled to a preliminary injunction. The three media giants are expected to seek emergency relief, particularly as Warner Brothers' lawyer argued last week that, quote, a preliminary injunction would terminate the joint venture. Fubo TV conversely said that the lack of one would doom its business. Okay, so
what's your ruling here? What I'm going to figure this out.
My ruling is, if you just take the decision based on trying to analyze what does this say about the marketplace, what are the courts saying, I think this is a win. Because to me, essentially what it's saying is, hey, three of the five biggest rights holders in sports.
The CBS, NBC, not in there.
Correct. Three of the five biggest right holders in sports can't just partner up and say, we're doing an exclusive streaming service, and if you want to come to us, if you want to watch these sports, you got to do business for us. To me, it's good for the consumer. The problem is, the more and more that you read about it, the more and more that you understand, no matter what the statement from the Venue shareholder said, they know what we typically see in these is lawyer up, and a company that is, if you're going up against a company that is still can't get profitable despite growth and whatnot, you just outlast them in the courts. And eventually they'll get their way, because Fubo TV can't continue to just spend money in the courts, and eventually they keep winning. And that seems to be kind of the strategy that most experts believe that Venue's going to at least explore. But
they get somebody else to join them on the suit, which, you know, it could be possible. I don't know. But
it feels like the right
to
do that.
But for us, like, do we want to have them all together direct? Is that, because the price was $42.99 a month you would pay to have access to so it's ESPN, Fox, and Warner Brothers, and I'm not sure.
So that
I'm always
Turner. So it's going to be Turner, Fox. Oh,
yeah, here's the list. 14 linear networks would be included. ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU, the SEC Network, ACC Network, ESPN News, ABC, Fox, FS1, FS2, Big Ten Network, TNT, TBS, True TV, and ESPN Plus, because that's the one that I was like, ESPN did a big disservice for me as a consumer, because I've always been confused on what is ESPN Plus versus regular ESPN, and this one's going to include that. So it's like, hey, don't be confused. It's on there. Whatever that is, whatever this is. But the I don't know how they would include offerings from. So I guess if it's a sporting event that's airing on that, you're going to have access to it. Maybe
my
what they were planning.
My understanding is this basically. So if you've gone onto Max, and you'll see like on NBA nights, Max will through their Bleacher Report,
right.
Max will offer the TNT games that way.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they've done that
basically. To my understanding of it was all of Fox's, ESPN's, and Warner Brothers offerings that you would normally see on linear TV. So I would take ESPN Plus and put it in a different category. But
it's going to be would be included on this.
Correct. Yeah. And so
you'd have one app. You could see almost all of the sports happening.
Correct. So the argument would be instead of having to buy, if you're a cord cutter, if you're a cord cutter and you're rooting for this, your argument would be as follows. I can pay $42 a month rather than, I think ESPN Plus now is creeping up on
right.
20.
The new, yeah, price hikes with Disney and all that. Yeah.
So Fox doesn't really do a straight streaming option, but it's going to at least include the stuff that you'd want to watch. Like, I believe it's even going to include some NFL. And Max, I think, is now close to $20 a month. So basically what your argument would be is, well, I'm going to have all three of these things anyway. I'd get it for a discounted price from them if I buy it together.
Sports, yeah.
Correct. So if you're a sports fan, I could hear you out saying you think that this is bad because at least they were coming together and they were going to try and offer offer a reduced package for a quote-unquote sports package. The thing that never made sense to me was, I remember when this venture got launched, I was like, is that going to be legal? And my first instinct was, no, and we're seeing this.
That's now,
granted,
seeing, yeah.
It's important to know, this is just one judge's ruling. And
but it's going to delay it now. Probably this ruling is going to mean they wanted to do a fall launch, which makes sense. It's going to possibly delay it at least a year if it does launch now. So it's definitely going to delay in that the landscape changes every day with streaming. I can see the art, like, because, like, what they're trying to do is just make their own cable package, go and skip the cable companies, right?
Correct.
And go, so you're doing
direct
that
direct to consumer.
Direct to the consumer. And so if you are, like, whether you're a streaming cable company or your old school ones, like, if you want to have to be able to offer your sports package and now they're just going to offer the sports package on their own, then what's the incentive to have the other stuff? Which I don't know if this is the right route even for them, right? I can't tell if it would be great for us as a sports fan or if it would even be great for the companies, ESPN, Fox, and Warner Bros. I don't even know if it's great for them because, like, if you are the sports person, then you're not going to subscribe to Max. You're going to subscribe to this if you don't want to have Max. You're not going to have Max and this and and so Warner Brothers is going to get less money than they would just be getting the direct if you wanted your Turner stuff. And also, I just need to know if wrestling counts as a sport. Do I get to watch AEW on my TNT or not?
But anyway. I would think yes. I believe
I would think so.
Because I think
they don't have many assets anymore.
Correct. So. Well, the first tell is going to be
right.
How hard does ESPN fight this? Because it seemed to me
they've dictated the rules of the game of cable since forever.
I mean, basically for the last 25 to 30 years.
Right.
So it seems to me that ESPN is, I think they know eventually, hey, our format is going direct to the consumer, cutting out all the middlemen. But I think they also know that's, we're not quite there yet. And so it seems to me like they want to have multiple offerings so that they're not cutting out anyone. So if you're someone that still believes in linear television like myself, I'm going to be able to get all my ESPN. All right, if you're a cord cutter, they want to offer you the ability of whether or not through their Hulu, ESPN Plus, Disney Plus bundle, you got access to it that way. If you're someone who's just an obsessed sports fan, we want to give the sports fan the option. So basically, it seems like they're trying to offer right. multiple ways for their product. If they fight, if they're taking the like kind of the lead and like, we believe in this, we're going to really fight this, then I'm curious because, oh, why do they believe in this? But if really the only people that are upset about this is Warner Brothers Discovery, because this might be kind of a lifeline that they needed, and they're really the only ones fighting it, whereas ESPN and Fox are like, eh, whatever, and they kind of move on, that tells me that they didn't really believe in it that much to begin with.
So I've got a lot of questions. Why is CBS not involved? Aren't they supposed to be partners with Warner Brothers with the March Madness? They don't even have their friends. They left their friend CBS out to dry. And if you've got ESPN, if ESPN was replaced with CBS, for instance, do you think they'd be stopping it? Because ESPN, obviously the leader, the worldwide leader, right? We're on ESPN radio right now. If ESPN wasn't there, do you think they'd be stopping it if it was just Fox, CBS, and Turner that were teaming up? Would it still be blocked, because ESPN would still, it wouldn't necessarily be as much of a monopoly, because you could say, well, there's ESPN, there's nobody bigger than ESPN, and then you have ESPN up against this other, like, conglomerate.
So my gut tells me part of the reason why NBC and CBS are not really involved is they've both gotten out of the cable space. So, for instance, NBC Sports...
they don't have their own channel.
NBCSN, remember that? Like, that went away. CBS Sports Network still exists, but if you've noticed their programming, like, they're clearly, like, migrating to, like, their CBS Sports HQ, which is, like, their digital online. They're putting a ton of that programming on CBS Sports Network. And so, but they're not putting as much live programming on that. And so, I'm guessing a huge part of it is that there's some type of distinction between network television and cable television. Because while Fox is obviously kind of still in both, and ESPN still has the ABC angle, it seems to me that that's a big part of it. There's also the reports that won't go away that Paramount, Viacom, CBS's partner, is... their end game is whenever the price gets right that they're going to buy out Warner Brothers Discovery. So they'll have the Turner package then.
They'll be a true partners. But if this is successful, does this go with what stopping? And we've kind of saw this already initially with Hulu, and it didn't really work out. Hulu initially, you know, was a partnership between...
all three networks.
Yeah, so three big networks. So the...
ABC, Fox... NBC, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think CBS was involved.
And so, and now it's down to just it's Disney and owns majority of it. Comcast has a little bit still, and they're trying, or something.
And I think they bought out the Fox. I think that was part of the when they bought
20th Century.
Yes.
Yeah, they got the Hulu.
Yeah.
But so do you do a movie version? Like, if so, people love movies too, right? Is there a partnership you come together and we're just having a streaming service with movies on it? Because you got one with sports on it. Like, could we get to the point where this is a streaming service just with movies? I don't think as somebody who likes everything like I do, I don't want to be paying $50 for this one and $50 for this one and $50 for this one.
So I'm kind of watching it with these eyes. It seems to me in the same way that 15 years ago, every sports league wanted their own channel, the NFL Network, MLB Network, right. NBA. They now, the college ones still kind of, the SEC Network and the Big Ten Network are still successful. I think you got to kind of put those are...
ACC Network? It's on the list of the 14.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not been as successful as...
Shout out to Florida State.
Correct. So... in the same way that the NFL and the NBA and these last two TV deals, they realized, why are we... we thought forever having our own network and putting games on that would force people to buy it, and it didn't really work to the level that they thought. And they said, well, what if we just chop up the games that we would have on NBA TV or NFL Network, and we'll just sell them? In the same way that that was more profitable to the leagues and made more financial sense... it seems to me, movie studios are much more complicated, because just because you think, oh, this is a Paramount movie.
Well, it could be on another streaming service.
It seems to me, rather than these studios coming together and saying, like, let's just put our libraries in one place and sell it that way, they seem to think they make more money by licensing out the movies, and they can make more money that way.
But, I mean, you got me thinking, like, because you're right. The sports leagues have all kind of given up on the let's do it ourselves,
right.
The DIY era of sports television. But now the networks are also kind of doing the DIY thing themselves. They're trying to do it themselves as far as the direct-to-consumer thing by themselves. And are they going to find out that that's not going to work, and really we've got to figure out a way to create cable again? And that's really... is this going to work? They're doing it themselves. They're doing the distribution themselves. That's what they're trying to do right here, going straight to the consumer and not partnering with everybody. The great thing about cable was that there was an alliance in a weird way.
Yes.
Between all the different brands and networks.
So my gut says, yes, the grand picture is we are just transitioning from a linear model to a streaming model, and it's going to go back.
Streaming cable.
Correct. Streaming cable model.
That's what it's going to be.
But we're in that in-between phase where no one's quite figured it out yet, and everyone is still trying to kind of navigate the waters in real time. Like, it may be where this is headed, but they all have shareholders, and so they got to hit, you know, they got to hit certain stock prices. They got to hit certain numbers along the way. Like, it may be headed that way.
Could it be something like Apple does or something? Like, it's got to have another big, huge player that's not being that successful in their own thing, trying to, because I know they've even tried this a little bit. I get confused when I get on Apple TV, like, why is it putting other channels and stuff on there? But like,
yeah,
does it need to be some other large conglomerate that doesn't have a stake on the individual networks to make it work? I don't know.
Maybe, but the problem is, so like, I've followed Apple closely because people thought Apple was going to be a much bigger player in a lot of these live rights.
They got the funds. Yeah.
But you could tell Apple treated it very differently than, say, Amazon did. Whereas Amazon kind of was like, all right, we're ready to get in the space. Like, here we go. And obviously their business models are a little bit different. Whereas Amazon is now... Amazon, in terms of being an advertiser, is a more sophisticated advertiser, and they're also in advertising more so than Apple is, if you will, as a business. So it makes more sense for Apple to throw a dump truck full of cash, because now Amazon goes, all right, well, we can sell targeted ads to NFL games, targeted ads to NBA games. And a lot of advertisers are going to sit there and go, oh, targeted? Like a more effective way to advertise? Okay, sure. Whereas Apple's not really in that game, and they've been way more cautious, because there was a report that came out a few months ago. The Apple studio was losing so much money that Tim Cook called in a meeting and was like, hey, the unlimited cash,
right?
Like, that stops. And if you can tell, like, they have good stuff, but they've got a lot smaller inventory than everybody else does. And it seems to me that they're not like they're kind of waiting it out. It doesn't seem like that they're super eager to get into the space.
Right. I'm saying you need like a large, like, so Comcast, one of the largest cable providers, right? They own NBC now. So they've got stakes in the top to bottom of the whole thing. Like, you got to find somebody who's got a media company that doesn't.
Well, not only that, you have to find someone that has cash.
Right. That's why I was thinking, like, Apple, or could they reevaluate their plan and do it? Amazon obviously could do it and not care that they were, you know, some way, like you're saying, they could figure out a way to make money out of it. But that would not be great for the consumer.
It seems to me that at least sports leagues are betting on Amazon. Like, in the end, the biggest reason why
their name's not on this list, they're not part of this, you know, this group either. So,
but like, it seems to me, like, if you look at, okay, the NFL wanted to get into business with Amazon.
Netflix is getting involved with sports too now, don't forget.
The NBA wanted to get into business with Amazon. The NFL got into business with Netflix, whereas the NBA's not quite there, but Netflix has also kind of been a little slower to. Netflix has been a little slower to get in. Like, they kind of like being in sports adjacent stuff, but rather than like live sports programming.
But they're getting in there. Yeah, it's going to be right there. Christmas this year.
They have the two Christmas games.
Monday Night Raw. So
yes,
but okay. So I guess the question is, if they offered it, Jeffrey, would you be getting the $42.99 package, or do you even need it? Because you have all of the other stuff already.
I don't think I would need it.
It would be convenient to have it all in one place. right? I do kind of miss the channel surfing ability that you would have on cable, but I think it would be convenient, depending on how they design the app. If they design it like they did the Max app, then not convenient, but certain other ones, maybe.
It seems to me
$42.99. Yeah.
It seems to me that...
Who would get it?
The idea of Venue is not to milk me for money, but it's to, hey, cord cutter, you miss sports, live sports, here you go.
And that's one of the lawsuits here, because if you're one thing, you reason you hold on to that cable package is for the sports, for the ability to have access to the live sports, and the most live sports is still on cable. And so if you are holding on to it, that's why. And that's why I held on to it. I eventually cut the cord, right? You didn't need it during once COVID hit. You didn't need that that anymore. And you had a lot of free apps you could sign up for. But yeah. There was no sports happening. But now we're still all trying to figure out. $42.99. But that's just if you want sports, though. Like, how many people just want to watch sports? Because I think...
I mean, the numbers would suggest...
Is it enough? They just want to watch sports?
I mean, realistically, if you take...
There might be some people. You're getting ESPN plus a bunch of other stuff. That is
the,
a lot.
The advantage of this is you would take advantage of NBA and football fan. And I guess with Fox Baseball, I guess the idea would be you can get the national stuff of NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball. But
you could bundle. They would let you bundle. This is the idea: is you could bundle it with Disney Plus and Hulu and Max. So really, it is very much a threat to cable, whether it's streaming cable companies or the real old school.
I guess the strategy though would have to be. It feels like they would be targeting me, but why would I?
You maybe do the bundle if you like.
But
if
see, it was I still like couldn't get Disney CBS Plus and NBC, and I need them for sports.
You would also need Paramount, yeah. But Disney Plus, Hulu, and Max, you could bundle it with, and it. But yeah, you definitely need to have Paramount Plus and Peacock. So you're not getting all of it, but you're getting a lot of it in one place.
The one good thing is it does feel like, for the first time, we're legally questioning whether or not something's good for the consumer. And I'm much more in favor of that. Because now it feels like we've allowed tech moved so fast that we didn't really we weren't really understanding a lot of what was happening in real time. And I think we are starting to take a look and be like, some of these companies are way too big. And they have way too much power, and it's not to the benefit of the consumer, despite what they might say. All right, let's take a quick break. Let's get into some NFL news. We have, honestly, one of the nightmare scenarios that I have for traveling that involves a former NFL player. Also, some NFL news. We'll discuss that when we come back right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Okay, so set the scene. I'm on an airplane?
You are on an airplane. Former NFL player Goster Sherrilis was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct after allegedly drunkenly hitting one man and urinating on another passenger during a flight from Boston to Dublin, Massachusetts State Police said Monday. The 40-year-old Sherrilis, a first-round pick of the Detroit Lions in 2008, who also played for the Colts and the Buccaneers, was arrested early Sunday after the Delta Airlines flight returned to Logan International. Troopers ordered Sherrilis from Wakefield near Boston to leave the plane, but he, quote, became irate and uncooperative, police said. He was then arrested on charges of disorderly conduct and disturbing a flight crew. According to the police report, he appeared drunk when he boarded the plane, allegedly argued with a flight crew about his seat, and about an hour into the flight, urinated on an elderly passenger.
Oh no,
he then
elderly.
Hit another passenger and took that passenger's seat before passing out, the report says. The Boston Globe said Sherrilis was arraigned Monday in the East Boston District Court. It's pretty egregious what you did, as alleged. Judge Deborah Del Vecchio told Sherrilis. Sherrilis issued an apology on Instagram, said he, quote, took sleeping medication I don't normally use, which resulted in behavior that is not representative of my character. In a statement Monday, Delta confirmed that there had been, quote, an unruly customer on the flight, and the other passengers were later flown to Dublin. The airline did not say how long the flight was delayed, but Sherrilis said, quote, it was approximately 4 hours. All right, here's a couple of things. Number one.
There's a lot of nightmare situations in there. There's a lot of them. Go ahead.
I actually can buy if you made me guess what happened, it's the tale as old as time. Somebody was drinking on Ambien. And if you've ever seen it, like, you know it immediately. Like,
right. If you want to try to.
You go 0-60. But I'm just saying.
I mean, I don't think that's a hard case to solve on that point, but it doesn't excuse anything. But
exactly.
This is what has led us to this. This is why you should not.
Correct. Now,
this is not his regular personality.
Correct. And that's what happened. Like, that's how you wind up getting the guy that. To me, there's always usually a direct link. Whenever you hear story of passenger pees on other passenger, it usually on an international flight, it's usually somebody was drinking on Ambien.
Like they were on their way
to Dublin. Boston.
Okay, all right. So they're going to Ireland. This is a whole new like level of you got to factor this in. You know, Florida State. You know, you got your big game this weekend. You never know what's going to happen.
I was like. He's a BC guy, so I was like, was he going there early for the game?
Right. Mm.
So, forget if you're, obviously, if you're the passenger that got peed on or you got hit, like, you're up in arms, and you're wanting the full letter of the law. But let's just say you're just sitting back and coach, you're in, like, 27E. This is always, the nightmare for me. Like, traveling internationally is always stressful, and you're always just like, praying to God every flight leaves when it's supposed to, and you're just not trying to make it more miserable. I cannot think of anything worse than we've taken off. You've got the Delta like in the back of the seat. You can see our flight's going out over the Atlantic, and then it's having to turn back around. You know that there's a disturbance, whatnot. This is nightmare fuel for me. Like this is like one of the things that like I dread the most. That could possibly happen if you're just flying internationally and you're just the innocent bystander.
Yeah, a bit. They were in the air for about an hour before they turned around over Nova Scotia to return to Boston. Like, it's not only the return back, so that's all that extra time is going to make up, and then you got to get back in the air. So all that delay stuff.
Deboard.
Like, the smell.
Oh, God.
The smell is just there. You cannot be prepared for it. It's anybody, anytime I read these things, and we see quite often.
I've always wondered, though.
Somehow bodily fluid gets out in the wrong places on airplanes, and it just seems like the worst, because I cannot deal with the smell. I just don't know how.
The other thing, because I'm with you, and it's like, okay, they usually just like put all of the Clorox bleach, whatever they can find.
Right, they try their best to cover it as quick as possible. Yep.
Would you be tempted to go, screw this, go to the Delta counter, be like, can you get me out of here tomorrow? And just be like, I'm going to try again. Or are you in the mode of, all right, I mean, I think it obviously matters of, were you connecting in Dublin, or was like Dublin, was that your last destination?
Well, whatever reservations you had, or what, you know, if you're, yeah.
I think I would be, now granted, it also depends on, are you flying with your family? Like, if it's just you, maybe you sit there and endure, but it's like having to deal with, you know, another screaming kid or your wife who's just.
But I'm guessing you're taking the same plane, and they're right. They're going to clean it, so you've still got like just a lot of factors, because it's in your head at this point.
Yeah, I would presume you're using the same, because it only
right. I mean, I don't think there's.
Well,
another,
then, like, you get into like the flight crew. Do they have to change crews? Do
because they already flew
right?
Yeah.
I don't. That to me, like, that's nightmare fuel.
Yeah, but anyway, so he peed on an elderly passenger and punched another one and then took his seat.
Yeah. Do not drink on Ambien. That's the only thing I can say. Like, I do understand traveling's stressful, and it's like some people just want to take the edge off. Do not drink on Ambien. It's every one of these stories starts the exact same way.
Don't worry, that's the message of the day today.
Yeah, and then also...
it impacts, so many people got impacted by that decision.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm sure it's like, there's probably, 250 people on that flight?
You know, he's got to be thinking, what's it going to matter? I'm just going to go here and go to sleep. Well,
yeah.
You did a little bit more than
No, you didn't. Nobody else is going to sleep either. All right, we come back, we tell your story next, right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 99 FM, ESPN. All right, Kevin, for today's Tell Your Story, we're going to go to the captain of the U.S. flag football team, Daryl Hoosh Doucette, who said it's disrespectful to assume the NFL players will simply take Olympic team spots when the sport debuts in the 2028 games. Quote, we just don't think they're going to be able to walk onto the field and make the Olympic team because of their name, right? They still have to go out there and compete. With all due respect, Mr. Hoosh, I think they will be. They play 7-on-7. I have a pretty good feeling that they're going to be able to kind of figure this out. Now, the question is whether or not the NFL is going to be involved in that. But, yeah, I do think that they're going to be able to just walk out and make the team.
I hope they're involved.
If indeed they are, yes. I do not want another 3-on-3 basketball situation where we don't have good players. My thanks to Jason Munns for joining the program. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For Dennis, for Kevin, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Pro football coverage and games on 92.9 FM, ESPN, presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Ready to take your business to the next level? In today's fast-paced marketing world, staying ahead isn't just an option, it's essential. That's where Scale Marketing comes in. We don't just help you compete, we make sure you win. Whether you're looking to grow, expand, or overcome stagnation, Scale Marketing is your performance marketing partner. We specialize in helping mid-sized B2C companies with teams of over 100 thrive. Scale Marketing is a full-service agency offering expertise in performance marketing across traditional and digital platforms, creative production, and data analytics. We treat your money like it's our own, ensuring every dollar is spent with purpose and every decision is driven by data. Our knowledgeable team stays ahead of the trends, crafting strategies that align with your business goals. Partnering with Scale Marketing means gaining a dedicated strategist and a team committed to your success. If you're ready to lead the market, visit scalemarketing.com today. That's scalemarketing.com.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ford right here in Wynn, Arkansas. And folks, you've not heard a Ford dealer talk about discounts in a long while. But we've got great discounts on all of our Ford vehicles in stock today. And we've got as low as 0.9% interest on Ford Edges. That's $446 a month on a brand new SUV. And we've got 1.9% interest for 72 months on F-150s. You've heard that right. We've not heard it in a long time. 1.9%. Check us out at RedRiverFordOfWynn.com.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!